outlined against the darkening sky. "Come next door," Joel said. "We'll get Don, and then we'll all go to dinner together. They're having a special welcome meal in the dining hall."
"Great," said Benny. "I'm starving."
"You're always starving," said Jesse.
Everyone headed next door. Sitting on the couch in Joel's suite was a large, dark-haired man reading a book. The children knew he had to be Joel's son because he looked so much like him.
"Don," Joel said, "the Aldens are here."
Don stood up quickly. He looked concerned, but his face quickly brightened when he saw Grandfather. He closed his book and tucked it quickly behind his back.
"James Alden, good to see you," he said.
He awkwardly transferred the book he'd been holding to his left hand and put out his right to shake Grandfather's.
"It's been too long," Grandfather said.
"I was just, reading," Don said. He looked slightly uncomfortable.
"Still reading that book I got you?" Joel asked his son.
He turned to the others.
"It's so funny. For years I've been trying to get Don to come visit my old school, and he was never interested. But then I gave him this book, and suddenly he couldn't wait to come."
Joel laughed his big, friendly laugh. He went to take the book from his son and show it to the Aldens, but Don didn't seem to want to let go of it. Instead, Don held the book up for them to see. Printed on the faded leather cover were the words, "Goldwyn University."
"That book looks really old," said Jesse. "Where did you find it?"
"In an antique store," Joel said. "It's over 100 years old."
"Wow," said Benny. "Can I look at it?"
"I thought we were going to dinner,"
Don said quickly, putting the book out of reach on a high shelf. Benny was sorry not to get a look at the book, but he was always ready to eat.
"Dinner sounds great."
Goldwyn's main dining hall was right next to the clock tower. A large sign over the heavy wooden doors said, "Welcome, alumni." Grandfather looked around as they walked inside. Then he smiled at Joel.
"Hasn't changed a bit," he said.
"What are whatever that word is?"
asked Benny.
"Alumni are people who graduated from this school," Grandfather explained. "Like Joel and me. Look, Joel, there's where we sign in."
They stopped at a table that was set up by the door and were given a schedule of the week's events and name tags for the whole family.
"Something smells good,"
Joel said after he'd put on his name tag.
"Sure does,"
Benny agreed. Joel led the way...